Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Anything to desecrate the American flag. Now, people will say, oh, it's unconstitutional. Those are stupid people. Those are stupid people that say that. We have to work in Congress to get a one-year jail sentence. When they're allowed to stomp on the flag and put lighter fluid on the flag and set it afire, and when you're allowed to do that, you get a one-year jail sentence, and you'll never see it again. And all over the world, Putin and President Xi of China, all over the world, they're watching this. Kim Jong-un, he looks at us like we're a bunch of babies.
So, noted constitutional scholar, former President Trump, informs us that if you believe that it would be even questionably constitutional to prohibit somebody from desecrating or sacrileging or burning or trampling upon the American flag, then you are a stupid person. Yesterday afternoon when I saw this, I thought, I didn't even know I was so stupid. So, okay. There's a lot of pretty significant questions around this issue. Long-standing discussion in this country, of course, for decades, going back at least to the Vietnam era when, you know, people burned flags and bras and draft cards and, I don't know, a lot of marijuana. But, you know, there's been a lot of burning. The question of whether it can be banned, whether it can be punished, whether it should be, you know, some people have the view that allowing the desecration of the American flag is literally the greatest expression of tolerance for disgusting speech you can possibly imagine, because it means people are protected in the rejection of the thing that represents the freedoms they're using to burn the flag itself, right? I mean, there's all kinds of contradiction and hypocrisy and irony wrapped up in the symbolism. Of course, most people, but not all, view desecrating the flag as a grave evil. But let's remember, there are also people who live in this country and believe in this country and love this country who have religious objections to idolizing the flag, to making it an icon, protecting it, treating it with religious reverence, even saying things like the pledge. I mean, there, you know, we have a pretty wide variety of people that live in this country, and some of them, for not because they hate the country reasons, but because they have religious objections to it, don't believe you should honor anything like the flag. Now, those people aren't involved in this. This is about, you know, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas nutcases tearing down flags in D.C. and then raising the Palestinian flag and, you know, burning the American flag. Okay, what they were doing was horrid. But the president's role is to protect and defend the Constitution, not to protect and defend his idea of what's right and wrong. And, you know, I've read the Constitution a few times. I've paid attention to the Supreme Court. And I think it'd be pretty challenging to pass a nationwide law making it a federal crime to go to jail for a year to desecrate the flag. And I think we'd have a pretty robust discussion about whether that's even an appropriate thing to do, as has been had many, many times over the years. Now, what's interesting about this is the president's last comment that it makes us look weak and stupid to these authoritarian leaders like Xi and Putin. I would say it this way. Tolerance of freedom, especially tolerance of the uses of freedom that you despise, will always make you look weak, baffling, and confusing to authoritarians. That's not how we set the standard. We set the standard not on the basis of what Putin and Xi think about us. We set the standard on the basis of what our values say are important. And one of the key values in the United States of America is the tolerance of disgusting expressions of speech. That's a core value. And if that makes us look weak to them, well, that's because historically authoritarians don't do a great job of understanding America and why we believe in the freedom and the tolerance of dissenting, disgusting expressions that we do. So, a very interesting position, one that reminds us that Donald Trump often shoots from the emotion and may or may not have as much care for the subtle nuance of constitutional law that some other people might have. 6:15 here on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents right now to let you know about, but we're seeing some delays. If you're on Highway 29, just south of the interstate there, headed both north and southbound from Burgess all the way down to Brent Lane, you're seeing some delays, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner. The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for anyone who believed that President Joe Biden should step aside from his presidential campaign. Yes, I know, this encompasses a lot of people, including many we love dearly, such as His Excellency Barack the Obama, 7th degree master of the holy pause for effect. But truth is truth, and as representative and head of the Congressional Black Caucus, Stephen Horsford recently said when asked about Biden's mental acuity.
What I find interesting is the issue is more around ageism and ableism and not what this president, President Biden, has done.
Now, I'm sure you all understand that using Biden's age as a criticism is obviously ageist, but even criticizing him for age-related mental degeneration is also ageist because while you seem to be criticizing his mental acuity, you're really only attacking him for being old, a fact for which no one can be held accountable. But Horsford also mentioned ableism, and although many of you have already earned your level 2 language policing virtue badges, for the newcomers, ableism means criticizing someone on the basis of their inability to do something other people can do, like see, or walk, or form coherent sentences. We anti-ableists have all pledged to fight the ideas of competence, ability, performance, and results because such things start from believing that it's legitimate to judge people by their mental or physical abilities. In short, we're not a meritocracy. As if we believed in the backwards notion that some people being more able to do a task than others is relevant for putting them in charge of performing that task. So regressive. You see, those who pushed Grandpa Joe out of the presidential race weren't only being ableist and ageist, but they were poignantly guilty of missing a real opportunity to practice the great virtues of inclusion and representation. What better way to tell the elderly of this country that they matter too than by allowing them to finally see one of their own, a frail super senior with memory and speech challenges, running the free world? Similarly, what more powerful message of inclusion can you imagine than letting the intellectually challenged and the physically unperforming look at the President of the United States and see one of their own in the position? Representation matters. So to all those who simply pushed our dear leader aside because he had become aged, feeble, confused, and garbled, shame on you. The presidency is not only for the sharp, the healthy, the fit, and the young. We don't need the best and the brightest. We just need President Biden. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, we want to fully celebrate the sacred anointing of Vice President Kamala Harris as the replacement candidate for Joe Biden. Yes, even though pushing aside the president was completely wrong for all the reasons I just explained, we nevertheless cherish the silver lining of the now complete coronation of Her Highness Queen Kamala I. Now, obviously, we're very excited about the possibility of having our first female president of the United States also be a multiracial Californian with virtually no mass appeal whatsoever. But putting aside her symbolic value as an African-American woman, we especially celebrate the method of her selection. It's very important for the Democratic Party not to be confused with an organization that actually believes in the practice of democracy. Oh, no. Not at all. This is one of those clever forms of newspeak in which we say one thing and mean the exact opposite. And since we want to prepare people for the eventual top-down leadership style so characteristic of all truly progressive regimes, from Mao to Stalin to Fidel to Putin or Xi, it's helpful to show that the true Democratic presidents are selected, not elected. You see, the same Democratic anti-democratism that kept Bernie Sanders from the nomination in 2016 is alive and well today in deciding to conceal President Biden's infirmities until after the primary process was over, and then to suddenly substitute Queen Kamala I for King Joe when the time was right. Yes, allowing the smoke-free backrooms of the Democratic Party to foist her upon the masses follows perfectly in the strongest and most long-standing traditions of the leaders of our denomination. We, of course, support the move and continue to pledge our undying loyalty to the DEI-est of all DEI appointees, the checker of all boxes and representer of all demographics, the Holy One, Her Royal Highness, Kamala Harris. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, Ingrid Andress, the country singer who recently performed the national anthem at Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby in a somewhat unorthodox way.
For the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Now, many people have criticized Miss Andress for this rendition, saying it was sloppy, off-key, disrespectful, and just plain terrible. At first, we agreed. But then we learned from Ingrid herself what happened as she posted on Instagram the next day about the incident. I'm not gonna, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country that I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. XO, Ingrid. And now you can surely see why we are canceling her. Oh, not because she was drunk. Who are we to tell people how to live their lives as long as they aren't using the wrong pronouns, microaggressing minorities, producing too much carbon, eating meat, or watching Fox News? If all they want to do is drink themselves silly and sing a song badly, no problem. You see, in our opinion, this was yet another undeserved metaphorical lynching motivated by sheer ableism and hostility to alcohol. If you believe in free speech, why don't you also believe in free song? Is there some reason that we can't celebrate this country through the mechanism of a terribly performed anthem of inebriation? Have you never sung a song badly because you consume too much alcohol? Don't tell me you haven't, karaoke masses. So why not let Miss Andrus simply have her moment? Off-key, oddly stylistic, and slurred though it may have been, in some ways, this was the most American version of the anthem ever sung. But instead of celebrating it and the anti-ableism and equality it represented, Ingrid tucked tail between her legs, apologized, and ran to the nearest rehab center, rather than basking in the afterglow of her superbly inclusive mediocrity. No, the problem wasn't the performance. The problem was letting the bullies and the ableists of the world drive you to rehab and make you feel bad for it, dear. So for giving in to them and letting down drunk song butchers the world over, we cast thee out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you depart today, please note that the Standing Irregular Committee on Language Purification has issued an official ruling on the phrase King of the Hill. As anticipated, they found the expression to be sexist, monarchist, inegalitarian, supremacist, violent, and hierarchical. As such, it is now on the ever-growing list of banned expressions. A corollary, children are obviously not allowed to play the game either. Even if it could be rebranded as something more inclusive like Queen of the Hill or duly appointed First Among Equals of the Hill, the competition and shoving are directly at odds with the emasculated society of love and cooperation we're trying to build here. Refreshments this week are provided by Seven Blunders, purveyors of accidental meat and other unorthodox foodstuffs. Deeply committed to letting no food source go to waste, Seven Blunders reclaims many varieties of roadkill, dumpster nuggets, and generally anything found on the sidewalk. Pre-baked by nature's finest direct sunlight, Seven Blunders brings back the joy of excessive flavors and aromas straight to your plate. Seven Blunders, you can barely taste the virtue because of the stench.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 here on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has your traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're seeing some backup if you're headed from Pace into Pensacola via Highway 90. Right through that construction zone, both northbound and southbound lanes are showing some delays there. I'm John Pickens with a look at your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, any update on dumpster nuggets?
I'm stuck on the dumpster nuggets here. I'm telling you. I'm ready to try them, though. Why not? You only live once, right? Barack and Michelle Obama.
You may only live once.
Barack and Michelle Obama now officially endorsing Kamala Harris.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
And that from a video released today by the former president and first lady. It shows Kamala Harris speaking with them on the phone.
It's a fantastic way to lead from behind, like after it's already been decided.
Go on. After you've already got all the delegates you need.
That's right.
Hot, dry winds fueling the wildfires out west. The largest active wildfire right now, the Durkee Fire in eastern Oregon. That's burned about 270,000 acres, about 20% contained. And the Park Fire in northern California has now really gotten bigger, up to 120,000 acres. That's still only 3% contained. There's apparently a viral TikTok challenge going around, Andrew.
I'm in.
And this is affecting.
Tell me more. What do I need to do?
Well, you got to go to a Chipotle. And apparently, it's called the Chipotle Camera Trick Challenge. People are just recording their Chipotle workers as they make their burrito bowls and asking for additional food.
Oh.
And the people feel the pressure of the camera being on them and put extra food in the thing for them. And so the CEO of Chipotle is now getting involved, saying, Company-wide retraining on the amount of the proper mm-hmm. amount of food. Can't put too much in.
Yeah, this was this long-standing idea that you could get more meat in your Chipotle if you just asked for it somehow or other. And then he had said, yeah, I do it to myself or whatever. And now they're just going to train everybody to proper portion, which is, I guess, you know, more, right? So, okay. The real question is not can you get more meat in your burrito at Chipotle. The real question is can you get extra guacamole without paying for it?
Ooh.
Because you know the answer to that question is a firm, unflinching negative, son.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Barack and Michelle Obama endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
Video of the former first lady and president's call to the vice president's released by her campaign. Barack Obama says on the call they're going to be underdogs, but he's confident Harris can win. The leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel is arrested in El Paso, Texas.
Ismael Zambada Garcia, or El Mayo.
Attorney General Merrick Garland also arrested.
Joaquin Guzman Lopez is a son of its other co-founder, known as El Chapo.
And sources tell Fox he had already surrendered and tricked El Mayo into getting on the plane by telling him they were going to look at an investment property in Mexico. Instead, they were flying north to El Paso. El Chapo Guzman is serving a life sentence in Colorado. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne right now. We do have partly cloudy skies. It's a beautiful morning, 74 degrees. Around 80 degrees right now for the heat index. Yesterday, residents in Escambia and Santa Rosa County stepped up to help ensure that local students have all the tools they need to succeed this coming school year. At six different Walmart locations across the two-county area, representatives were accepting school supply and monetary donations.
These are people who are working sometimes more than one job, but just kind of living paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, any kind of added expense is going to be difficult for them. And so that's one of, you know, those are families. These are households that are struggling and are having to reach out for help.
And we are still waiting for the final numbers. But for reference, last year, thousands of school supplies and around $30,000 were donated at that event. Some new details being released after a Pensacola man was arrested, accused of fatally shooting his wife and his dog. 51-year-old Timothy Kramer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder and aggravated animal cruelty. 47-year-old Rosa Kramer had left her husband a few weeks ago and was living elsewhere, but investigators say she returned to their home on Hillcrest Avenue in Escambia County Tuesday to collect belongings, believing that he wouldn't be home. That night, the sheriff's office put out a missing persons alert. Her body was found inside that home the next day. Timothy Kramer was arrested in Milton and extradited to Escambia County on Wednesday. Santa Rosa County will be spending over $630,000 to purchase two homes that had been severely damaged by flooding over the years. The owners of the properties on Avenida del Sol don't live there anymore. They've already been forced out after exhausting all their other options.
We've exhausted every possible solution and just found that the only solution left was for the county to step in and purchase them. And they're not being purchased at full price. You know, there were some agreements made with the mortgage companies.
And that is Commissioner Colton Wright. He says it shouldn't be seen as precedent, as the county isn't going to be in the business of buying up homes that have flooding issues. But he says these two were extreme cases. Those homes will be demolished and converted into an open green space. Santa Rosa County Schools receiving a new designation as a Space Florida Space Academy school district. One of the first school districts in the state to receive that designation. The Space Academy works with school districts that provide various certifications, including advanced manufacturing, construction, cybersecurity, and logistics. School officials say the district offers programs which get students ready to work in the space industry. And the last of the residents that were living at Jones Swamp have now been removed. According to the News Journal, the deadline for those remaining to move away was Wednesday. Escambia County deputies were on hand to make sure a court order was enforced. The property is owned by the Area Housing Commission. They notified residents back in February that they would have to move. It is 6:35, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to let you know about. Things are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays at Navy Boulevard and Highway 98. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain. Highs today near 89 degrees, overnight dropping near 75. For Friday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Friday night temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping the wet pattern around for your weekend, Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 89. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and we do have 74 degrees in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and in Milton. Now our financial market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Workers have gone on strike at the five-star hotel in Paris, where members of the International Olympic Committee are staying. The IOC paid the hotel nearly $24 million for exclusive use of the facility. Video posted online shows employees holding signs that read luxury hotel, poverty wages, and give us back our social benefits. Although a dividend of over $10 million was given to shareholders this year, the union says the hotel has made no attempt to improve the financial situation of its staff. Airlines showcased new business class seats at one of the world's biggest air shows as corporate travel demand is forecast to rise in 2024. Qatar Airways displayed its business class upgrade with in-flight entertainment monitors that fully swivel to the side, allowing passengers facing sitting in pairs to create a bigger shared space. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 81, the Nasdaq down 160. That's your money now.
It's 6:36 right now. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference. For you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Bright, shiny, happy Friday morning for you. Joining me now by phone, Autumn Beck Blackledge, who is the principal at Autumn Beck Blackledge Law and a friend, and she has been on the rap many times, and we adore her, and she joins us now by phone. Autumn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. So you have taken on a new kind of client. You historically represented mostly men in divorce proceedings. You, of course, rather famously took the case of Joe Exotic and represented the Tiger King. But you now have a kind of a whole new branch of law that you're digging into. Is that right?
We are, just a little bit. Kind of dipping our toes into name, likeness, and image, representation for high school students. It's been really interesting so far, and of course it's an evolving area, but, you know, I'm really proud that Florida finally decided to jump on this bandwagon. I know it's controversial. There's a lot of people who don't think that, you know, high schoolers should have NIL contracts, but really, you know, nationwide, our students in Florida were kind of falling behind that, and it was starting to, you know, affect them and their ability to be competitive as other states were allowing it. So I'm very happy that it's now, you know, official, and we can have some NIL contracts for our high school students.
Yeah, and you announced a couple weeks ago, I think. I've been kind of wanting to get you on the radio for a while. It just hasn't worked out until now. But you announced that you've actually signed a Gulf Breeze High student who is ranked as the third best third baseman, fifth best first baseman, and fifth best right-handed pitcher in all of Florida. Top 500 player in the country, and you've signed him as your firm's first name, image, and likeness representation contract, right?
That's right. Presley Mosley, he is, you know, he's not only the full package for baseball, but he's also just the full package for, a kid. He's just a great human. You know, he's smart, he's kind, he's hardworking. He's pretty much everything that we would want associated with our firm. And we think he's going to go places. And we were excited, you know, to have that opportunity. Really see the ability of Presley to kind of coalesce some of the issues that we deal with in family law and that we deal with in our community to help us kind of, you know, promote those things. Things that minors that might be turning adult age might need to know, you know, what does that look like? What kind of legal implications could they have? And I'm really using him to be that positive message to younger folks in our community as it relates to all of their interpersonal relationships.
Now, as I remember all of this, the Florida government recently passed legislation kind of permitting this. And even as recently as I think Wednesday, the State Board of sports basically said, the Board of Education, actually permitted name, image, and likeness kind of finally in their rulemaking process this last Wednesday. And there was originally provisions like, if I remember the legislation, you correct me on any of this, that was going to prohibit them from having representation. They kind of had to do it on their own with their parents. And then they changed that late in the process to allow it so that they could actually have an agent or an attorney working on their behalf. Do I kind of have all this right?
Yeah, that's right. Now, you know, for our NIL deal, that was really just, you know, the parents, Presley and myself, that did that. I wasn't really an agent to help him to, you know, find NIL deals.
Oh, okay.
Lots of agency rules. yeah, there's lots of agency rules that you have to follow depending on what sport they're in. I'm not a certified agent in any of those, in those capacities.
Got it. You're just the legal consult to make sure the contracts are good and they're protected from making any mistake, that kind of thing. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, if a family said, you know, who in town could really tell me if my kid's getting into a bad deal or not, you know, that would be more of my role. And, you know, anybody who is looking at doing something like that, they always just have the ability to give me a call, and I'll do that for free. These kids sometimes, and these parents don't know what they're jumping into.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, it's my, you know, that'd be my pleasure to sit down with a couple of parents and a couple, you know, and a kid and just say, hey, you know, when you sign this, if you do X, Y, and Z, this is going to nullify your contract. Or, you know, if you're running the roads doing something bad, you're going to want to make sure you stop because that could affect your deal. You know, just kind of giving them the real nitty gritty about what this can really mean in their lives.
Do you have any idea, even a rough ballpark guess, of how many students, for example, in Escambia or Santa Rosa County have name, image, likeness, I don't know, lawyers or agents or deals? Like, what's the number of students that this thing is likely to affect?
Not sure how many it will affect, but we believe that at this time, Presley's the only one.
Oh, okay.
Who has one. Now, I'm sure that will change now that it's official.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'll start seeing it. But, you know, people are always very, you know, they're very cautious when new things come out. That's not really my style. My style is let's figure it out as soon as possible and let's do something cutting edge.
Make the mess and clean up the mess.
Right, exactly. So, but I think we'll see it coming, but I do think people are a little bit leery. And you know, while NIL shouldn't be controversial, I think it still is. You know, my opinion is we're way behind the eight ball on this in the country. You know, we were either the 33rd or the 38th state to adopt this for high school students, and it was necessary to put our high school students on a competitive, equal footing with other states. And so, to me, it's not controversial. But when I talk to guys around the, you know, we had a lunch the other day, and a bunch of the old guys are like, I don't think this we should be allowing this. And
yeah,
you know, there's certainly that out there. But I, you know, there are players in our community that need things in order to make them more competitive. They are held back by their own financial ability or inability to get things like, you know, additional batting practice,
yeah,
maybe good equipment. Perhaps they need, you know, some sort of special, you know, stretching or whatever it might be, and they just don't have the funds for it. And I think these NIL deals will really help them to get that extra leg, you know, so they can compete with other players in other states.
We're talking with Autumn Beck Blackledge about the first of its kind, we think, name, image, likeness representation that she has for a local baseball player at Gulf Breeze High. We'll come back to this in just a second because I still have more questions. Autumn, hang on. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So, Autumn, one of the questions I had is, I think a lot of times we've heard people kind of talking about this, especially when the legislation was working its way through, that it's not just about the ability of the high school students to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness, their you know, athletic prowess to make money, but that also the ability to build brand success and, you know, work on social media, that all of these things are valuable for proving to recruiters and scouts their marketability. Am I thinking about this the right way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we all know that, you know, sports, you know, big sports, it is a business. And not all of the best players go to the bigs. You know, and I refer to that in the baseball context, but mm-hmm. How many amazing baseball players in this area have never had a chance to go to the minors or to the bigs? Well, a lot of times I think that has to do with just their marketability. So if you are marketable as a high school student and you're out there and people see that you're holding yourself well, you know, that you're really presenting yourself in a way that is, you know, attractive and marketable, mm-hmm. and that you can feel good about, that's going to make a team or, you know, make them want to have you more. And, you know, it's all about marketing. Social media is life now. I mean, as much as we might, all of us in our generation might be going kicking and screaming into that, you know, that's the trend. That's where it is. So if you play on social media and you have followers and you generate followers, and that means you can sell tickets at some point, you know, that's another element to what makes a, you know, high schooler competitive when they're looking at getting deals,
right,
and getting
right.
signed. And yeah, it's a big deal.
Hey, last thing I was going to ask you, Autumn, is, feel free, you can't tell me, that's fine, but does he have deals secured already? And do you have any, I don't know, sense of what the kind of value, maybe on an annual basis? I mean, he's a pretty high up, you know, athletic prospect. And sometimes people wonder, I mean, are we talking about like $100 a month, or are we talking about like, you know, $10,000 a month? What do you think the sort of the landscape looks like right now?
Well, I think it depends on what, you know, what the value is for that particular company, but also what the compensation is. So it doesn't necessarily have to be money. You know, in some regards, it can be equipment, you know, so that might be one way. But then as far as the range, the contract has to specifically outline, you know, when you're going to use, you know, their name, image, and likeness, and if you want them to do in-person events. It's very specific as to what the request is on their behalf. And so I think it has to do more, the compensation is more directly linked to what you need out of them or what you're asking of them. Payment, obviously, I don't know of many that are doing in kind, although I know there's certainly some out there floating around looking for players to do NIL contracts in exchange for equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the amount of money, I think that just completely varies, and it's not something that in Presley and I's contract that we have made that provision confidential. So,
okay, fair enough. Which is, I'm not surprised by that. I kind of anticipated that. But do you mind me? I mean, feel free to say no. But do you actually have any deals already for him, or because I assume you kind of had to wait for the finalization of this rule? But can you even say something like that? Because I assume that as soon as this is possible, it's going to happen. You know, they're going to get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, but nothing in the hopper right now.
Okay. Well, no, very interesting, Autumn. I'm very curious to kind of hear how this goes. Of course, we find it fascinating because he's a local prospect, Gulfbreeze High, and somebody who's an up-and-comer, obviously, you know, in the baseball world. And when the announcement came out, I wanted to talk to you about it because it's the first time that I had heard of anybody actually doing anything with this potential. Autumn Beck-Blackledge, she is a local attorney, and as she said, if you have questions about name, image, and likeness representation or potential, you know, sponsorship or contracts, feel free to get a hold of her. She's easy to find on the internet. Autumn, thanks for the time, and thanks for explaining this to our audience. It's a fascinating subject. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. 6:52 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission. each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. The Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, this is Jim Grimes with Southern Media. The team at ESPN Pensacola has been fantastic to work with, offering us effective advertising solutions that resonate with the local sports community. We highly recommend them.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hong Kong Fooey, number one super guy.
Good morning, 6:55, News Radio Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 95.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Let's get traffic on the fives from John Pickens.
That's right. We're seeing some traffic delays if you're at the intersection of Palafox and Cervantes going northbound. You're going to see some heavy delays all the way up to Lee Street. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about getting a little bit more education, changing careers, taking advantage of dual enrollment if you've got a high school student or you are one, Pensacola State College, great resource. Like, you know, my family, personally, my family has benefited tremendously from them. Look, I used to teach at university and at community college, and so I kind of know the difference in what happens. And a lot of times what happens is at community college, or what you used to call junior college, now state college, is you get people who love to teach as opposed to people who are kind of like researchers and then also have to teach. And so often you get like better teaching because you get people who are there specifically for that endeavor. You also have the option that, you know, with a wide variety of section offerings, you can, if you find a teacher you like, you can keep taking classes from that teacher. And that's what we did. And then also, you know, they'll accommodate you and work with you and very helpful at shepherding you through the process and, you know, a lot of different times if you have a difficult schedule to work with. So PSC is a great resource. My kids both went through there as dual enrollment. So they went to university with a year and a half of college credit under their belt for free. It costs you nothing. Other than you got to perform the classes, no books or anything. All that is taken care of because it's dual enrollment. So if you want more information, PSC is a great resource for the traditional or the non-traditional student with campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Secret Service outlining their security plan for the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next month. Mayor Brandon Johnson says Chicago's ready for the event, and he says he's confident that it will be safe and successful. They will have increased security measures in place.
I'm just telling you, based on Milwaukee, I have a lot of confidence. Yeah, they're very robust.
Absolutely. French officials say a massive attack on their rail system happened yesterday, just hours now before the official grand opening of the Paris Olympics. They're saying that it was not a terror attack, but they believe it was intended to destabilize the railway system.
It doesn't surprise. And the rail system in France is, I mean, a crucial part of their transportation infrastructure. So it's not like here where, you know, we don't even have rail, right. You know, and if it's even like a place like Chicago where it's common, you know, where it's heavily used. I mean, in France, rail is everywhere. And, you know, getting even from the airport to downtown or, you know, getting to Paris, whatever, is all a challenge. David, thanks so much for that. Was that it?
Well, I did have one more. Taylor Swift is making a big endorsement now.
Okay.
She's throwing all of her support behind the Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Good choice.
Yeah, she posted a photo of herself with the stars of the movie, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Her quote was, the film feels like an abs sandwich. I'm not sure what she means by that. So there you go. Endorsement from Taylor.
I don't know about the accuracy. B, I'm not sure about the appeal. But, you know, whatever. It's Taylor Swift. She can say what she wants. I'm I'm curious to see how this opening ceremonies goes, because I guess instead of having the athletes walk into the arena, it's the parade of boats. So they're all going to ride by like it's a boat parade instead of a walking procession.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.